कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादि राधिर गोविंद सर्व कारणाकारणम् सहस्रपत्र कमलं गोकुलाख्य महत्पदं तत्कर्णिकारथ धमाधरनन्तं सशंभवम् कर्णीकरं महायंत्रं सकुनिं वज्रकीलकं सदंग सत्पदिजानं प्रज्ञा पुरुषेण च मानन्द महानन्द रसेनाभिष्टितं यत् ज्योतिरूपेण मनुना कामबीजेन संगतम् तत्किञ्जल्कं तदंसानं तत्पत्राणि श्रियामपि चातुरस्रं तत्परिता श्वेतद्विकाख्यम् अद्भुतम् चतुरस्रं चतुर्मर्धश्चतुर्धाम चतुष्कृतं स्लोलि चतुर्भिपुरुषार्थैश्च चतुर्भिर्हेतुभिर्वृथम् शूलायैर्दासाभिरनिधाम् उरुधाधो दिग्विदिक्पक्षभिः अष्टाभिर्निधिभिर्जुष्टम् अष्टभिस्त्रिभिस्तथा मनुरूपैश्च दशभिर्दिक्फलापरितो वृतम् श्यामायगुरैश्च रक्तैश्च शुक्लश्च हर्षदर्शभये शोभितां शक्तिभिस्थभिर्भूतभिः समान्तरः एवं ज्योतिर्मयो देवा सदानन्दा परात्परा आत्मरामस्य तस्यास्ति प्रकृत्या न समागमः मायया रमणस्य न वियोगस्थया सह आत्मना रमया रेमे त्यक्त्वा कालं शुश्रिक्षया नियति सा रमा देवी तत्प्रिया तद्वशं तदा थल्लिङ्गं भगवान् शम्भुर्ज्योतिरूपासनाथना या योनि सपरा शक्ति कामबीजा महाधरे लिङ्गयोन्यात्मिका जाता इमा महेश्वरी प्रजा शक्तिमां पुरुषा सोऽयं लिङ्गरूपे महेश्वरा तस्मिन्नाभिरभूलिङ्गे महाविष्णुर्जगत्पति सहस्रशीर्षा पुरुषा सहस्रक्षा सहस्रपात् सहस्रबाहुर्विश्वात्मा सहस्रं सा सहस्रसु नारायणा स भगवान् आपास्तस्मात् सनातनात् आभिरासीत्परानो निधि सङ्कर्षणात्मका योगानिद्रां गतास्तस्मिन् सहस्रंशा स्वयं महान् थद्रोमा बिला जलेषु बीजं सङ्कर्षणस्य च हैमान्यानानि जतानि महाभूतावृतानि तु प्रत्यन्दाम् एवा एकं साद् एकं साद् विशति स्वयं सहस्रमूर्धा विश्वात्मा महाविष्णु सनातना वामङ्गारसृजाद् विष्णुं दक्षिणाङ्गात् प्रजापतिं ज्योतिर्लिङ्गमायां शम्भुं ऊर्जादेशात् अपाश्रितात् अहङ्कारमाकां विश्वं तस्मारितद्व्यजायतः अथाथै स्त्रिविधिर्वेषालीलाम् उर्वहता किला युगानिद्रा भगवती तस्या श्रीरिवाशरङ्गता शिक्षृक्षयं ततो नभेस्तस्य पद्मं विनिर्ययो थन्नालं हेमानलिनां भ्रमणो लोकम् अद्भुतम् तत्त्वानि पूर्वारूढानि करणानि परस्परं समावाया प्रयोगाश्च विपुलानि पृथक् पृथक् चित्शक्त्या सज्जमनोता भगवान् आदिपुरुषा योजयान् मायया देवौ योगनिद्राम् अकल्पयात्। योजयित्वा तुतान्यैव ब्रविवेश स्वयं गुहां गुहां प्रविश्ये तस्मिन्स्तु जीवात्मा प्रतिबुध्यते। सनिध्यो नित्य सम्बन्ध प्रकृतिश्च परायवसा एवं सर्वात्मा सम्बन्धं न भयं भद्मं हरेरभूत् तत्र ब्रह्मा भवाद् भूयश्चतुर्वेदी चतुर्मुखा सञ्जतो भगवाच्चक्या तत्कालं किल चोदिता श्रीक्षयं मतिं चक्रे पूर्वसंस्कार संस्कृतं तदर्श केवलं त्वन्तं नान्यत् किमपि सर्वथा। उवाच पुरुथा तस्मै तस्या दिव्या सरस्वती कामा कृष्णाय गोविन्दने गोपी जन इतैलीपि तपस्त्वं तप एतेन तव सिद्धिर्भविष्यति। अथा ते पे ससुचिरं व्रीणं गोविन्दमव्ययम् श्वेताद्वीपपतिं कृष्णं गोलोकस्थं परात्परम् प्रकृत्या गुणरूपिण्या रूपिण्या पर्युपाशितम् सहस्रदलसम्पन्ने कोटिकिञ्चल्कप्रभृमिते भूमिश्चिन्तामणिस्तत्र कर्णिकारे महाशने समासीनं चिदानन्दं ज्योतिरूपं सनातनं शब्दभ्रमामयं वेणुं वदयं तं मुखं भुजे विलासिङ्गान् विकृतं स्वाय स्वाय संशय अभिष्टुतम्। अथ वेणुनिनादस्य त्रयी मूर्तिमयी गति स्फुरन्ति प्रविवशशो मुखं वोचनि स्वयं भुवा गायत्रीं गयतस्तस्मात् आदिगत्य सरोजरा संस्कृतश्चादि गुरुन विजितम् अगमत् तथा त्रया प्रभूतौ द्विधे विज्ञात तत्त्वसागरा तुष्टिभावेदसारेण श्रोत्रेण केशवम् चिन्तामणि प्रकरसद्मशुकल्पवृक्षा लक्षावृतेषु सुरभिरभिपालयन्तम् लक्ष्मीसहस्रशतसम्भ्रमसेव्यमानम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। वेणुं त्वनन्तमरविन्ददलायताक्षम् वराहवतं समसितं बुधसुन्दरङ्गं कन्दर्पकोटिकमणिविशेषशोभं गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। आलोलचन्द्रकलशाद्वनमल्यवंशी रत्नागलं प्रणयकेलिकलाविलासं श्यामं त्रिभङ्गललितं नियता प्रकाशम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। अङ्गानि यस्य सकलेन्द्रियवृत्तिमन्ति पश्यन्ति पन्ति कलयन्ति चिरं जगन्ति आनन्दचिन्मय सदुज्ज्वलविग्रहस्य गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। अद्वैतमच्युतमनादिमनन्तरूपम् आद्यं पुराण पुरुषं नवयौवनं च वेदेषु दुर्लभमदुर्लभमात्मभक्तो गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। अन्तास्तु कोटिशतवत्सरसम्भ्रगम्य वायोरथापि मनसो मुनिपुङ्गवान् सोऽप्यस्ति यत्प्रपदसिम्यवचिन्त्य तत्त्वे गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। एकोऽप्यसोरचयितं जगरण्डकोटि यच्छक्तिरस्ति जगरण्डचयाय दन्ता अन्तरस्तपदमानुचयन्तरस्तं गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि। यद्भावभावे तदियो मनुजस्तथैव सम्प्राप्य रूप्रमहिमाशनयानभूषा सुप्तायमेव निगमा प्रतितैः सुवन्ति गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि आनन्द चिन्मय रसा प्रतिभावताभिः ताभिर्य एव निज रूपतया कलाभिः गोलोक एव निवसत्य किलात्मभूतो गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि प्रेमाञ्जनाचुरित भक्ति विलोचनेन सन्ता सदैव हृदयेषु विलोकयन्ति यं श्याम सुन्दरमचिन्त्य गुणस्वरूपम् गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि रामादिमूर्तिषु कला नियमेन तिष्ठान् नानावतारमकरो भुवनेषु किन्तु कृष्ण स्वयं समभवत् परमा पुमान्यो गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि यस्य प्रभा प्रभवतो जगरन्धकोटि कोटिष्वशेष वसुधारि विभूति भिन्नम् तद्ब्राह्म निष्कलमनन्तमशेष भूतम् गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि माया हि यस्य जगदण्ड शतानि सूते त्रैगुण्य तद्विषय भेदभितायमाना सत्त्वा बलं विपद सत्त्वं विशुद्ध सत्त्वं गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि आनन्द चिन्मय रसात्मतया मनसु य प्राणिनां प्रतिफलं स्मरुतामुपेत्या लीलायते न भुवनानि जयद्यजस्वम् गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि गोलोकनाम्नि निजदाम्नि चले च तस्या देवी महेश हरिधाम सुतेषु तेषु ते प्रभावनि च या विहितश्च येन गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि सृष्टि स्थिति प्रलय चादन शक्तिरेका चाये वयस्य भुवनानि भुवार्ति दुर्गा ईशानरूपमपि यस्य च चेष्टते सा गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि क्षीरं यथा दधि विकार विशेषयोगा सञ्जायते न हि तथा पृथगास्ति हेतो या सम्भूतमपि तथा समुपैति कार्यात् गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि दीपार्चिरेव हि तसन्तरमाभ्युपेत्या दीपायते विवृतहेतु समान धर्मा यस्तादृगेव हि च विष्णुतया विभाति गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि यकारनर्नवजले भजति स्म योगा निद्रामनन्द जगरन्द सरोमकूपा आधारशक्तिमवलम्ब्य परं स्वमूर्तिं गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि यस्यैकनिःश्वसितकालमतावलम्ब्य जीवन्ति लोम विलजा जगरन्दनाथा विष्णुर्महंस इह यस्य कला विशेषो गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि बाष्पं यथा स्म सकलेषु निजेषु तेजा श्रियं कियत् प्रकटयत्यपि तद्वदत्र ब्रह्माय एष जगदन्द विधानकर्ता गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि यत्पादपल्लवयुगं विनदाय कुम्भा मन्द्वे प्रणाम समये स गणाधिराजा विघ्नान् विहन्तु मलमस्य जगत्रयस्य गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि अग्निर्महि गगनमम्बुमरुदिशश्च कालास्तथात्ममनसीति जगत्रयानि यस्मा पापनिचया श्रुतयस्तपंसि ब्रह्मादिकीतपतगावदयश्च जीवा यद्दत्तमत्र विभवा प्रकथा प्रभावा गोविन्दमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि यस्मिन्द्रगोपमथवेन्द्रमहोस्वकर्मा वन्दानरूपफलभाजनमातनोति कर्माणि निर्दाति किन्तु च भक्तिभाजाम् गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि यम् क्रोधकामसहजा प्रणयादिभीतिः वत्सल्यमोहगुरुगौरवसेव्यभावाय सञ्चिन्त्य तस्य सदृशिम् धनुमापुरेते गोविन्दमादिपुरुषम् तमहम् भजामि श्रियाकान्ताकान्ता परमपुरुषाकल्पतरवो द्रुमा भूमिश्चिन्तामणिगणमयितोऽयममृतम् कथागानम् नाट्यम् गमनमपि वंसि प्रियसखि चिदानन्दज्योतिपरमपि तदश्वार्यमपि च यत्र क्षीराद्भि शमति सुरभिव्यश्च सुमहान् निमेषार्दाख्यो वा व्रजति न हि यत्रापि समया भजे श्वेताद्वीपम् तमहम् इह गोलोकमित्यम् विरन्तस्ते सन्ताक्षिति विराजलाकतिपये सन्तम् प्रजापतिम् रमान् महात्मा विज्ञाने प्रजासगे चेमति पञ्चश्लोकम् इमम् विद्याम् वत्स दत्ताम् नभोरमे प्रभुदे ज्ञानभक्तिभ्याम् आत्मन्यानन्दचिन्मयी उदेत्युनुत्तमा भक्तिर्भगवत्प्रेमलक्षणा प्रमाणैस्तात् सदाचारैस्तात् अभ्यासैर्निरन्तरम् बोधयान् आत्मात्मानम् भक्तिम् अभ्युत्तमम् लभेत् यस्य श्रेयक्षरम् नास्ति यया निवृत्तिम् न कुरुतात् या साधयति माम् एव भक्तिम् ताम् एव साधयेत् धर्मान् अन्यान् परित्यज्य माम् एकम् भज विश्वसान् यदृशी यदृशी सदा सिद्धिर्भवति तादृशी कुर्वान् निरन्तरम् कर्म लोकोऽयम् अनुवर्तते तेव कर्मणाध्यायम् माम् परम् भक्तिरिच्छति अहम् हि विश्वस्य चराचरस्य बीजम् प्रदानम् प्रकृति पुमंश्च मया हितम् तेज इदम् विभर्षि विधे विधे त्वम् अतो जगन्ति भगवत् सिद्धान्त सङ्ग्रहे मूलसूत्राख्या पञ्चमोऽध्यायः
And is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin. He is the prime cause of all causes. The spiritual place of transcendental pastimes of Krishna is portrayed in the second verse. The super excellent station of Krishna, which is known as Gokula, has thousands of petals in a corolla like that of a lotus sprouted from a part of his infinitary aspect, the whirl of the leaves being the actual abode of Krishna. The whirl of that transcendental lotus is the realm wherein dwells Krishna. It is a hexagonal figure, the abode of the indwelling, predominated and predominating aspect of the Absolute. Like a diamond, the central supporting figure of self-luminous Krishna stands as the transcendental source of all potencies. The holy name consisting of 18 transcendental letters is manifested in a hexagonal figure with sixfold divisions. The whirl of that eternal realm, Goloka, is the hexagonal abode of Krishna. Its petals are the abodes of the gopis, who are part and parcel of Krishna, to whom they are most lovingly devoted and are similar in essence. The petals shine beautifully like so many walls. The extended leaves of that lotus are the garden-like dham, that is the spiritual abode of Sri Radhika, the most beloved of Krishna. The surrounding external plane of Gokula is described in this verse. There is a mysterious quadrangular place named Swetadweep surrounding the outskirts of Gokul. Svetadvip is divided into four parts on all sides. The abode of Vasudev, Shankar, Shyam, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha are separately located at each of these four parts. These four divided abodes are enveloped by the fourfold human requirements, such as piety, wealth, passion, and liberation, as also by the four Vedas, Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva, which deal with the mantra, and which are the basis of achievements of the fourfold mundane requirements. 10 tridents are fixed in the 10 directions, including the zenith and the nadir. The 8 directions are decorated with the 8 jewels of Mahapadma, Padma, Shankar, Makara, Kachapa, Mukunda, Kunda, and Nila. There are 10 protectors, Digpalas, of the 10 directions in the form of mantra. The associates of the 10 hues of blue, yellow, red, and white, and the extraordinary potencies bearing the names of Bimala, etc., shine on all sides. The Lord of Gokula is the transcendental supreme Godhead, the own self of eternal ecstasies. He is the superior of all superiors and is busily engaged in the enjoyment of the transcendental realm and has no associates with his mundane potency. Krishna never consorts with his illusory energy. Still, her connection is not entirely cut off from the absolute truth. When he intends to create the material world, the amorous pastime in which he engages in consorting with his own spiritual chit potency, Rama, by casting his glance at the deluding energy in the shape of sending his time energy, is an auxiliary activity. The secondary process of association with Maya is described. Rama Devi, the spiritual chit potency, beloved consort of the Supreme Lord, is the regulatrix of all entities. The divine plenary portion of Krishna creates the mundane world. At creation, there appears a divine halo of the nature of his own subjective portion, Swamsa. This halo is divine Shambhu, the masculine symbol or manifested emblem of the Supreme Lord. This halo is the dim twilight reflection of the supreme eternal effulgence. This masculine symbol is the subjective portion of divinity who functions as progenitor of the mundane world, subject to the supreme regulatrix, Niyati. The conceiving potency in regard to mundane creation makes her appearance out of the supreme regulatrix. She is Maya, the limited, non-absolute, apara potency, the symbol of mundane feminine productivity. The intercourse of these two brings forth the faculty of perverted cognition, the reflection of the seed of the procreative desire of the Supreme Lord. All offspring of the consort of the great Lord Maheshwar of this mundane world are of the nature of the embodiment of the mundane masculine and feminine generative organs. The person embodying the material causal principle, the great Lord of this mundane world, Maheshwar Sambhu, in the form of the male generating organ, is joined to his female consort, the limited energy Maya, as the efficient causal principle. The Lord of the world, Mahavishnu, is manifest in him by his subjective portion and the form of his glance. The Lord of the mundane world, Mahavishnu, possesses thousands of heads, eyes. He is the source of thousands of avatars in his thousands and thousands of subjective portions. He is the creator of thousands of individual souls. The same Mahavishnu is spoken of by the name Narayan in this mundane world. From that eternal person has sprung the vast expanse of water of the spiritual causal ocean. The subjective portion of Shankarshan, who abides in Paravyoma, this above supreme Purusha with thousands of subjective portions, reposes in the state of divine sleep, Yoga Nidra, in the waters of the spiritual causal ocean. the spiritual seeds of Shankarshan existing in the pores of skin of Mahavishnu, are born as so many golden sperms. These sperms are covered with five great elements. The same Mahavishnu entered into each universe as his own separate subjective portions. The divine portions that entered into each universe are possessed of his majestic extension. That is, they are the eternal universal soul, Mahavishnu, possessing thousands and thousands of heads. The same Mahavishnu created Vishnu from his left limb, Brahma, the first progenitor of beings, from his right limb, and from the space between his two eyebrows, Shambhu, the divine masculine manifested halo. The function of Shambhu in relation to Jivas is that this universe, enshrining the mundane egoistic principle, has originated from Shambhu. Thereupon, the same great personal Godhead, assuming the threefold forms of Vishnu, Prajapati, and Shambhu, entering into the mundane universe, plays the pastimes of preservation, creation, and destruction of this world. This pastime is contained in the mundane world. Hence, it being perverted, the Supreme Lord, identical with Mahavishnu, prefers to consort with the goddess Yoga Nidra, the constituent of his own spiritual potency, full of the ecstatic trance of eternal bliss appertaining to his own divine personality. When Vishnu, lying in the ocean of milk, wills to create this universe, a golden lotus springs from his navel pit. The golden lotus with its stem is the abode of Brahma, representing Brahmaloka or Satyaloka. Before their conglomeration, their primary elements, in their nascent state, remained originally separate entities. Non-application of the conglomerating process is the cause of their separate existence. Divine Mahavishnu, primal Godhead, through association with his own spiritual potency, moved Maya, and by the application of the conglomerating principle, created those different entities in their state of cooperation. And after that, he himself consorted with Yoga Nidra by way of his eternal dalliance with his spiritual potency. By conglomerating all those separate entities, he manifested the innumerable mundane universes in himself, entered into the innermost recess of every extended conglomerate, Virad Vigraha. At that time, those jivas who had lain dormant during the cataclysm were awakened. The same jiva is eternal and is for eternity and eternal beginning, joined to the Supreme Lord by the tie of an eternal kinship. He is transcendental spiritual potency. The divine lotus which springs from the navel pit of Vishnu is in every way related by the spiritual tie with all souls and is the origin of four-faced Brahma versed in the four Vedas. On coming out of the lotus, Brahma, being guided by the divine potency, turned his mind to the act of creation under the impulse of previous impressions, but he could see nothing but darkness in every direction. Then the goddess of learning, Saraswati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, said thus to Brahma, who saw nothing but gloom in all directions, O Brahma, this mantra, Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Janabala Bhaya Swaha, will assuredly fulfill your heart's desire. O Brahma, do thy practice this spiritual association by means of this mantra, and all your desires will be fulfilled. Brahma, being desirous of satisfying Govinda, practice the cultural acts for Krishna in Goloka, Lord of Svetadvip, for a long time. His meditation ran thus. There exists a divine lotus of 1,000 petals, augmented by millions of filaments in the transcendental land of Goloka. On its whirl there exists the great divine throne on which is seated Sri Krishna, the form of eternal effulgence of transcendental bliss, playing on his divine flute, resonant with the divine sound with his lotus mouth. He is worshipped by his amorous milkmaids with their respective subjective portions and extensions, and also by his external energy, who stays outside, embodying all mundane qualities. Then Gayatri, the mother of the Vedas, being made manifest, that is imparted by the divine sound of the flute of Sri Krishna, entered into the lotus mouth of Brahma, born from himself through his 8 ear holes. The lotus Brahma, having received the Gayatri, sprung from the flute song of Sri Krishna, attained the status of the twice-born, having been initiated by the supreme primal preceptor, Godhead himself. Enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri, embodying the 3 Vedas, Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Sri Krishna, the essence of all Vedas, with this hymn. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows yielding all desires, in abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of purpose trees, always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is adept in playing on his flute, with blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head decked with peacock feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers beautified with the moon locket, whose 2 hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, whose graceful threefold bending form of Shamsundar is eternally manifest. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs, and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but obtainable by pure, unalloyed devotion of the soul, who is without a second, who is not subject to decay, who is without